Open with me your Bibles to the book of Joshua. Boys and girls, you'll remember from catechism that the book of Joshua follows the first five books of Moses. So it's right after Deuteronomy. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore rise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the host, and command the people, saying, Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. So far the reading of God's word for time's sake. Verse 9 is our text. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid nor be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. May the Lord bless the reading and the preaching of his word again this morning. Beloved, the torch is passed. As in the Olympics relay, the baton is passed from one man to the next man, in the next runner. And now God's torch is passed from the faithful laborers who were working with you to new elders and deacons joining with the other ones that are still in their office. I was reminded today of that kind of transition because today is a one-year anniversary since my own installation here. So there was a baton being passed there also from the minister that you used to have, that you loved, to a new pastor. So now with the elders and the deacons, the same thing. From the four faithful elders and deacons who are retiring from the work, the baton is passed to two more elders and two more deacons again to serve. And that is a significant transition. Those who retire from their office will receive a well-deserved reprieve and rest. That's difficult work that you've been involved with. Not only do you have your own 5 to 6 days manual labor in your regular jobs, but then you have the meetings, you have the visits to encourage or to admonish or to instruct. You have family visitation. You've got the meetings here at church and the supervision of the pastor. It's good that we have 3-year terms where one can lay down those tasks and bask in that which was done. And you who are now entering into that office, may you enter in with joy and realize that the next 3 years will also be spiritually rewarding for you, even while it's demanding. You're going to be busy. How often in the forum, and if you go to Acts chapter 6, why were there deacons? So that the elders could be in the word and to be in prayer, giving advice, whether it be on spiritual matters or whether it be on practical living. Oversight of God's precious people here. And I want to say transition is good not only for us, for you get weary after a while, but it's good because it teaches us as a church that God is not dependent upon a particular man, whether it be a minister or an elder or whether it be a deacon. God isn't dependent upon a single human being. They are merely instruments whom God is pleased to use. And so in our passage, Moses has died. This morning, 4 office bearers lay down that office. A transition. To show us that it is God who is our leader in Christ Jesus. He's the head of the church. So, out with the old and in with the new. God is faithful in his church. This church is in the midst of a world, and in that world she has fierce enemies. There is Satan and his whole host of those powers in high places. There is this sinful world that is only growing increasingly dark. And there is our own sinful flesh. So much opposition that we face. And now into that, God puts a new leader called Joshua. And if Joshua is not to be afraid, verse 9, if his heart is not to be filled with fear and apprehension, if it wasn't actually that the case, he must have been tempted to fear. What a task lay before him. And elders and deacons, what a task lays before you. And so God speaks a word to Joshua, and in our reading, God speaks a word also to us, his church. And that word is, be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. Notice, first of all, the need for that command. Second of all, the power of that command. And then thirdly, the response to that command. There was a need for God to come with this command to this newly appointed leader of his people. Be strong and of good courage. And the need for it is found in our text. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. There is good reason for Joshua, who is probably about 70 years old at this time. Moses was 120 when he finally is taken home to glory. There's fear. And that's why the Lord comes with this command, do not be afraid, Joshua, be not dismayed. How important is this? You will read this same thing three times over in Deuteronomy 31. That is when Moses speaks to Joshua yet before he dies, saying over and over, "Be of good courage, do not be dismayed." And now it's repeated three times over again by the Lord to Joshua in our text. And finally, the whole chapter that we've read this morning also ends with God's people saying to Joshua, "Be strong and of good courage." Fear for what lies ahead. Fear, first of all, for Joshua. I'm going to call him a young man, even though I'm younger than him yet, but probably about 70. He's going to try to fill the shoes of Moses. Listen a moment in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verses 10 and following. "And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, in all the signs and the wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land, and in all that mighty hand and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel." God is calling Joshua to step into the shoes of that man. I can remember a young minister called to a church in Chicago here. And I asked him how he was doing. He says, "Okay, fine." He was coming in to take the place of a pastor who had been well-liked, was a very strong leader for 27 years in that congregation. That young minister should have had his knees knocking a little bit with the thought, "Can I fill those shoes?" Well, you are new office bearers now, you who have been installed. You are following four men that have served very well in their offices. Can you fill their shoes? Will you be appreciated by God's people as they were? But not only is it the issue of filling Moses' shoes, second of all, Joshua is put in charge of God's covenant people. "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give unto them, even to the children of Israel." Notice the group that Joshua's put over is not just any kind of motley group of people. It's not like the group that finally left with David out to the wilderness. There was all kinds of sorts of people there. But these are God's chosen covenant people. Those whom God chose in eternity and has redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, pictured in the lambs on the sacrificial altars. And God's chosen people at that time were about 2 million of them. Well, elders and deacons, you also are not leaders over a voluntary group of people. This is not speaking now of some kind of work environment where you've got employees that you have to look over. It's not a loose society. But office bearers, yes, your knees should knock a little bit when you think that God is putting you and me over those who are his chosen covenant people, his sheep and his lambs. Precious they are in God's sight, and precious they ought to be in our sight. Fear for Joshua. For while they are God's people, they are God's people who have proved themselves very difficult to lead. Joshua knew that by experience, having been Moses' servant. how God's people would murmur and complain and rebel against their leader time and time and time again, with the earth even opening up and swallowing up the followers of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And if this covenant people dared to murmur against Moses, who took them out of Egypt and led them through the Red Sea and provided for them for 40 years in the wilderness, well, Joshua, you better expect the same thing, murmuring and complaining at times by some of those sheep. Any one of you who know anything about sheep, they're not the most pleasant animals around. They are stubborn. So God's people here, redeemed sinners they are. They are God's people. But we live in a time when there are many who are bringing complaints against preaching, complaints about what the elders are doing, or a visit that the elders have made, rebellious against the leadership, finding fault, yes, even abusive. That's why the Apostle Paul had to tell young Timothy also. We read in 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, despise not thy youth. Don't be afraid. There's fear. There's fear because the task itself is daunting. Joshua, you are now to go over that Jordan River, and you are to divide up that whole land according to the tribes, each family with their own allotment. That was promised to Abraham, and now each family getting that. Oh, it's not so easy, is it? 2 million people have to be brought over that Jordan River. And on the other side of the Jordan River, there's giants in the land. Yes, Joshua knew that. He was one of the earlier spies. And those cities, they have big, thick walls all the way around them. And their warriors have all kinds of weapons. Joshua, daunting task. Elders and deacons, a daunting task to lead God's people into their inheritance. The physical land there of Canaan being a type of the inheritance that we have in Christ Jesus applied by the Holy Spirit. Heaven itself. We have a portion in Jesus Christ. And we are to give to each soul their inheritance. We are to feed them and care for them. You see, beloved, we need to see Joshua's God's gift to his people at that particular time, and God's gift now to you this morning in those two elders and those two deacons who are added to the other elders and deacons. He gives them so that they may rule over us, have oversight of my preaching, oversight over the sacraments, discipline those who are walking in sin, giving instruction, giving financial help to those who are needy. So many tasks. And through the elders and the deacons carrying out these tasks in our midst, we have Christ Jesus himself working in our midst. And God is helping through that gift of elders and deacons, giving each of us our own place and calling within the church. Daunting task, wouldn't you say? And if that is not enough to make the elders and the deacons and pastors knock their knees together in fear and be dismayed, then let's add to that all the enemies. Yes, Joshua, you're going to bring God's people in there, but just because you won some battles on the other side of the Jordan, on the east side of the Jordan, look at all those Canaanites and Hittites and those Amalekites and those Philistines. The devil and the world will seek to lead God's people astray, to set snares before them. There's more gods today than there ever were in the days of Israel. We live in a wicked, materialistic, sexually deviant world that can have such a powerful influence and is such an enemy to be dealt with. And if it's not enough that we have the devil against us and that we have the world against us, we got the old sinful nature within ourselves as office bearers and a sinful nature within each member of the Church of Jesus Christ, which makes receiving this inheritance that is ours humanly impossible. Fear. But beloved, the text says, do not be afraid, do not be dismayed. God is giving Joshua to his people. God is giving this morning these office bearers to us as a church. And if we look at Joshua, we see in him the office bearer of the church, Jesus Christ. Boys and girls, that Hebrew name Joshua, maybe some of you have it here, that Hebrew name Joshua is the same name as Jesus Christ. Yeshua, Jesus, who is the captain of his church. And in contrast to the antitype, Christ Jesus, yes, Joshua is weak. You'll remember that soon he's in the land of Canaan and he doesn't consult the Lord about those Gibeonites that come up against him. He is only a slight picture, great gift as he was at that time, of him who is the leader of the church, Jesus Christ. It is Jesus Christ who shatters the disobedience of God's people at the cross. It is Jesus Christ who changes us daily so that we more and more reflect him in his attributes. It is Christ who works in our hearts by his Spirit so that we now are willing and able to be obedient. It is Jesus Christ who paid for all of our sins there on Calvary's cross. Jesus Christ has once and for all broken the power of Satan, of sin, and of death, our enemies. It's Jesus Christ who has ascended into heaven, and he's sitting there at his right throne, and he is ruling his church by his word and by his Spirit in grace, even as he rules all the other affairs in the world in his power. Joshua at times failed. Joshua himself couldn't change the hearts of God's people. Ministers, elders, and deacons, we will all have our failures or our sins. We are just weak instruments. But Jesus Christ never fails. He is the head. He is the leader of his church. And therefore, we can be strong and of good courage. The church is in Christ's hand. But now listen to the command that comes. This is his second point, the power of the command. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage. Verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous. Verse 9, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Notice what this strength is, and this courage that is commanded is not a natural trait. God, and neither did Moses before, that say to Joshua, now reach down in yourself and somehow pull yourself up by your boots and be strong. No, rather, believe. Believe in God. The God who has appointed him. Joshua, look to him. Lean on the Lord. Call upon him in prayer. You see, the courage that our text is speaking of is a confidence or assurance which is part of saving faith, isn't it? Saving faith, Lord's Day 7, is not only a knowledge of all that God reveals in His Word, but is also a hearty confidence. We are to be bold, fearless, because of what God has done, what God is doing, and what God promises to do. And therefore, the exhortation or the command, be strong, be of good courage. It is only a true child of God, it is only a person by faith that can be strong and of good courage. And it is God who gives that through His Word and by His Spirit. You see, that command that is given here to Joshua is an effectual command. It's not a command that is given and it says, now Joshua, do what you got to do. But the very God who said, let there be light, is now also the God who says, be strong and of good courage. It is an effectual word. Just as the blessing that is given over God's people every Sunday morning, every Sunday evening. The Lord bless you and keep you. That is God's effectual word actually blessing us, or now in this case, strengthening Joshua. He works that courage because Joshua has been a man that has seen what the Lord has and continues to do for His people. Was it not Jehovah God, the covenant God, that destroyed the power of Egypt and led His people out? Wasn't it Jehovah God that opened up a pathway there in the Red Sea? Was it not Jehovah who sent bread from heaven and water from a rock? Was it not Jehovah that destroyed the enemies that attacked Israel again and again? And the same God who doesn't change, and His covenant love doesn't change, will care for His people through His office bearers. Yes, there is this courage, there is this strength by faith. Faith in Jehovah God. If we look at Deuteronomy 31, or if we look at Joshua chapter 1, we read in verse 5 there, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Why? As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee or forsake thee. What a wonderful promise for making us strong and courageous as office bearers and as a congregation. The Lord says, I am with you. So Joshua, when you go forward and you have to cross a river too with 2 million people, and you're going to have many battles you got to fight again, Moses is not going to be brought back to life to help you. And you office bearers, your help is not the past office bearers who have just laid down their office. God has no need for men. He is His own help. And here's the reason why you new office bearers can courageously step into your offices. God is with you. That is one of the names of Jesus Christ, isn't it? Emmanuel, God with us. And that's why, as I said before, transitions are good, because it shows that God is not in need or doesn't rely upon particular people. Whether they be professors, whether they be pastors, whether they be elders or deacons, God will raise up men for Himself and will equip them. Be of strong courage. Be courageous. Because God will not fail or forsake thee. How beautifully the Bible pictures that. Over against the God of those who are worshiping Baal. Maybe he's sleeping. Maybe he's gone on a vacation. Yell a little louder. our God never slumbers nor sleeps. Our God will never fail us. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who rules in that council room and the consistory room at Classis, at Synod. Be strong and of good courage. Verse 3 says to Joshua, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given to you, as I said unto Moses. In other words, the Lord is with us and he is going to give us the victory. The victory over our own sins within us. Victory over the temptations that the world is going to hurl at us. And the victory has already been won against Satan. He cannot bind us. Be strong. You see, Joshua was not a new kid on the block. As I said earlier, he's probably about 70 years old already here. He was Moses' minister. You boys and girls remember that battle that Israel had with the Amalekites. While Moses is lifting up his hands, Israel is winning with Joshua leading the army of Israel. And Aaron and Hur help Moses hold up his hands so that with the hands held up, God gives the victory. Joshua was there fighting. And it was Joshua who was one of those 12 spies that went into that land, and he's able to come back with a good report. God is with us. He wasn't a novice. And so also these men that the Lord has given us this morning, they are not novices. They are not new to the Christian faith. But rather, they have heard that word of God preached for probably most of their life. Catechism instruction, Christian schools. You see, God has been forming and preparing these men for you for this particular time that they may serve the Church of Christ Jesus. He has been molding them, equipping them for that task. And not only is that work in the past, but now he will also equip them by his word and spirit daily as they are in that word and as they are in prayer. Oh, the power of this command, be strong and of good courage. Because who is it that is calling you as elders and deacons? It is God who appointed Joshua, and it is God who has appointed, chosen you through the congregational vote. And we have heard from these elders and deacons this morning the questions that were put to them. Do you not feel in your hearts that you are lawfully called of God's church and consequently of God himself to your respective offices? And they said, yes. Those whom God has called to those offices, it is God who equips. And that's why we have those beautiful verses in 7 and 8. How is Joshua supposed to be strong and courageous? Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. How, as elders and deacons, are you going to be able to lead God's people here and be an excellent example to them? And the answer is, thou shalt meditate on God's word day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. If you go to Acts chapter 6, I believe it's verse 4, why did the apostles ask that there be deacons instituted? So that we may give ourselves to the word and to prayer. How important. How important, elders and deacons, that you are men in God's word, meditating on that word daily and also in prayer. And God's people, how important that you also then are being in God's word so that you will willingly be led by these men. Then your way will be prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success, God's word says. Do you see, beloved, then the power of this command? Be strong and of good courage. I'm with you. I will not fail you. The inheritance is sure. I prepared men to lead you, and I myself as God will equip those men, and they will with you be in God's word and will be in prayer. What a powerful command. God's word does not go forth in vain, but it is effectual. Notice with me, thirdly then, the response to the command. No, that's not in verse 9, which is my text, but it surely is in the context, isn't it? We read in verse 10, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, go through the camp, prepare, get your food ready. We're going to go in to possess that land. And I want you to notice something about here. While we read in Deuteronomy chapter 4 that there would never be as great a man in the Old Testament as a Moses, in some ways, Joshua excels Moses. Because if you'll remember, when God commanded Moses to bring his people out of Egypt, Moses had all kinds of complaints and excuses why he shouldn't do it. And the Lord had to hush him up and give him a helper, Aaron. Joshua does not say, oh Lord, I don't know if I can do this. I'm not a Moses, and these people, they're your people, but wow, Lord, what a people they are. No, immediately, having that command from God, be strong and of good courage, he says, okay, folks, let's get going. Get ready. We're going to go into the land. And Moses in that way excelled, and Joshua in that way excelled Moses, as he is a type of Christ Jesus, who never will fail, never does anything wrong, but he will take all of his people up into heaven, all whom the Father has given to him. So men, take up your responsibility. The Lord has laid it on your shoulders. And may the congregation's response be like that of the people of Israel in verse 16. And they, that is the people, answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. That's beautiful obedience. And that's an obedience may God give to us as God's people. We live in difficult times. When there are pastors who don't want to obey their elders, when there are members in the church that don't want to listen to their pastors or their elders or find fault with them, God's people have received a gift, and now they say to him, yes, yes, all that thou commandest we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. And then they finally end and they say, only be strong and courageous. So elders and deacons, hear God's people say to you, be strong and courageous. Lead this congregation, if Cornerstone, so that each day we will move forward in the strife that is set before us. It's a battlefield. The enemies are out there and in ourselves. Go forward willingly serving the Lord bringing glory to his name. What is the response? Joshua takes these people, 2 million of the people, to the Jordan River. And as he saw God open up the Red Sea for a Moses, he takes that rod of Moses and also strikes the sea. And again, God opens up a way. And in faith, the waters have come back down again. They are on the other side of the Jordan. And Joshua obeys God. During the wilderness wandering, the children had not been circumcised. So they're sitting on the other side of the Jordan with the enemies right there, the big cities, and all the males are circumcised. Just like Levi and Simeon had done to the Shechemites. You remember that story, right? After 3 days, when they are very sore, Levi and Simeon and the brothers kill the Shechemites. What faith! Joshua has brought God's people on the other side of the Jordan River. The water is flowing again. There's no retreat. The cities are in front of them, and they are all made as men incapable of fighting or doing anything. But he obeys because the Lord is with him and his people, and therefore they will prosper in that way. They will have success. Men, elders, deacons, take up your tasks here. Congregation, receive these men as God's gift. Get equipped to help us. And as they are in God's word and as they pray daily, pray also for them. Hearken to their good advice and be obedient people. And that way God's glory will reign here in Cornerstone. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank thee for this worship service. Not only where their word was read, not only where we are given that good encouragement that by thy spirit and word we are strong and courageous, but we've been given new men again to continue to lead us in thy service. So bless, Father, all that was done. Equip, we pray, these men, and go forth with us in thy service. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.